We're busy with our discussion on the jinnat, and today we begin with the forms or the types of jinn you get. According to a hadith reported by Abu Tha'laba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the jinn are of three types. A type that has wings and flies through the air. So one type, one species among the jinn are those that have wings and fly through the air. A second type is those that appear like snakes and dogs. So they take the form of snakes and dogs. And a third type is that travels and rests and travels. They are nomads. That means they don't stay in one place. They travel and they rest for a while and they continue. So what is established from this hadith is some jinn are airborne and can travel vast distances in a very short space of time. Some take the form of animals like snakes and dogs, and some reside and move on similar to humans, but they're like nomads. They don't stay in one locality, they move on. So an example of their swiftness and their strength is mentioned in the story of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran, where Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was informed that there is a queen by the name of Sheba who is claiming divinity. And according to some reports, he was based in Jerusalem, Beit al-Maqdis. Sheba was in some part current Yemen. So if you're looking at the distance, it's about 2,500 kilometers apart, Yemen to Jerusalem. Now, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was told about this woman who's claiming divinity, and he wanted her entire throne to be brought to him. So he said, "May yatini bi arshiha qabla yatuni muslimin." Who will bring this throne, transport this whole throne from Yemen, her entire kingdom, to me before she, they eventually become Muslim? So one of the jinns, qala ifritu min al jinn. Ifrit, we discussed the other day, is one of the most rebellious form of jinnat. But they were subjugated by Sulaiman. They labored for Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala ifritu min al jinni, ana atika bihi qabla an taquma min maqamik. That Ifrit responded, Sulaiman asked, who's going to bring it? And Ifrit said, I will bring it to you before you rise from your place. Before you stand up, I'll bring the throne here. So it gives us an indication. Today the distance is about 2,500 kilometers. And it's not a small, the palace is brought. And it says, I will bring it before you stand up from your place, the throne will be in front of you. That gives us an indication of this, both their speed and their strength. Yet their power remains limited and is subject to Allah's will. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, before he could even respond, قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ, one of the people who had the knowledge of Asma'ul Husna among the men, not the jinn, He said, I will bring it before the wink of your eye. And the throne was brought before his next wink of the eye. That is the power of Asma'ul Husna, but that's a different topic. Here the focus is that Ifrit was able to bring the throne of the king, which they call Bilqis, قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ, before you stand from your place, the throne will be here. So it gives you an idea of a demonstration of the swiftness and the speed of the some of the jinnat. Then, in terms of their appearance, the jinn can also take the form of human appearance. And we have several incidents from the hadith which show that they came in, shaitan came in the form of a human being. Just like Jibreel alayhi salam sometimes took the form of a human being and came and sat amongst the people and taught them, asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam certain questions. The shayateen or the also can take the form of human beings. And the very famous incident is that of Suraqa. That means before the Battle of Badr, Shaitan appeared in the form of Suraqa ibn Malik to encourage the Quraysh to go out to battle. You know, that's now the first battle between the Mushrikeen, that's the superpower of that time, and the newly established Muslim community in Medina. And he said, وَإِزَّيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ الْيَوْمِ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. That Shaitan said, no one can overcome you today. He came in the form of a human being. He says, I am at your side, I'm your protector, and no one will be able to vanquish you. Go and fight the Muslims. And they thought this is the words of a very wise man. And based on that, they left to meet the Muslims. But falamma, when this shaitan saw the two armies coming together, he deserted the Quraysh. And he said, you on your own. And he fled. But he got them. He appeared in the form of a human being to actually encourage the Quraysh to take up arms against the Muslims. We also have a second incident where Shaitan took the form of a man in a very famous hadith, that where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu in charge of the state treasury to look after it. And during the dead of the night, Shaitan came in the form of a man and he started stealing from there. And Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhum, not Bilal, I think it's Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I'm not sure of the name, but one of them, it's Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, got hold of him. And this man pleaded, he says, you know, I'm forced by circumstances to come and steal from the state treasury. I have a very poor family, I have children, etc. Please let me go. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu let him go. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Huraira the next day, what happened to the prisoner, the person you got hold of? He says he justified his circumstances, I took pity on him and let him go. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that man is coming back tomorrow. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu then waited, and as per the saying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came back. And he did the same, and he made the same plea. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu took pity on him and let him go. On the third night, Abu Huraira said, I won't let you go now. You did it once, you did it twice. And at that time, this man said that, I'll teach you something. through which you'll be protected from the influence of shaitan. So Abu Huraira said, yes, teach me. And he taught Abu Huraira, I told him, read Ayatul Kursi before you sleep. And the next day, when Abu Huraira came to the camp in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, what happened last night? And he explained what happened. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that he spoke the truth, although he is an avowed liar. He's an avowed liar. The person that was coming to you for the 3 days was actually shaitan in the form of a human being. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.